It will surely be one of the main issues that the next general election will be fought over, housing. The challenges faced by thousands to either buy or rent their own home because there aren't enough houses or apartments and or there aren't enough properties that people can afford. Average rent now is just under €2,000 per month, according to the property website daft.ie. In Dublin, it's nearly €2,500. Then there's the ever-growing numbers in emergency accommodation, nearly 14,500 now. Not to mention the thousands of international protection applicants sleeping on the streets because there's nowhere at all for them to go. Sinn Féin, the main opposition party, have made housing their priority for several years now. Barely a week goes by in the Dáil without some row over each side's policies on this critical topic. Well, today Sinn Féin is publishing its housing policy. It's called A Home of Your Own, and the party's spokesperson on housing is Eoin O'Brien. He's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're very welcome to the programme. It's a vast area. It's impossible to cover everything in one interview. Would you give us the highlights as you see them from this policy?
Well, this is the first time an opposition party has ever published a detailed, comprehensive and fully costed five-year alternative housing plan. And we've done that because we want to set out very clearly for people how we would in government end the housing crisis. At the core of the plan is delivering tens of thousands of genuinely affordable homes and bringing home ownership back into reach of working people. And if you look across the document, and we'll publish it on the website at 10 o'clock today, you'll see kind of two main themes. One is a dramatic increase in direct investment for local authorities and improved housing bodies in delivering social and affordable homes to rent or buy. And at the same time, a complete shift in how the state engages with and activates the private residential development sector to see a dramatic increase in the number of new homes being built to come on the market for people to buy, for first-time buyers and others. And I suppose what we're trying to do is adopt the Housing Commission's call for a radical reset of housing policy. We've accepted their recommendation that we need 300,000 new homes, an average of 60,000 new homes a year over the next 5 years. But also, we have comprehensive sections dealing with ending homelessness by 2030, tackling the housing needs of people with disabilities, of older people and travellers, but also ensuring a range of reforms around active land management, around planning, around workforce planning and growing the construction sector. And again, one of the key recommendations of the Housing Commission that we've supported is around housing delivery, a housing supply oversight executive. So this is a comprehensive plan. It's an ambitious plan. It's fully costed. But again, the key is very, very straightforward. For far too long, too many working people have been unable to access affordable homes, and Sinn Féin and government is making a commitment not just to deliver 300,000 homes, but for 75,000 affordable and 50,000 affordable homes delivered by local authorities and improved housing bodies, and a trebling of the number of private homes coming onto the marketplace for first-time buyers and others to buy on an annual basis.
So on the breakdown, though, less than half of that figure are social and affordable. Why not a majority?
So the Housing Commission made a very important recommendation that we need to move from public housing of about 10% of our total housing stock to about 20%. We've actually gone further than that. We think a third of all homes should be non-market homes, social, affordable rental and affordable purchase. And the 75,000 social homes and the 50,000 affordable homes to be delivered by local authorities and approved housing bodies, that's more than a doubling of what this government will deliver over 5 years. No government in the entire history of the state has ever produced such an ambitious plan. But there's also reality out there, which is there's a huge number of people who want to buy their own home. They want to buy their own home in the private market, but they simply can't because prices are too high. So we also need a very significant increase in the supply of private homes.
Yes, but one might legitimately expect, might they not, that a party like Sinn Féin would have a majority of social and affordable homes on the agenda.
The way in which you develop these targets is based on need, and that's why the Housing Commission's report is so important. And we've always said that we need a needs-based analysis. So, in fact, my strong view is the fact that I think it's 40% of total housing output it would be social and affordable. It is needs-based. It's about ensuring that those people who are in emergency accommodation, who need social housing, who are trapped in a mum and dad's box bedroom, or who need to buy a home at an affordable price, we will be delivering a volume of homes through local authorities and approved housing bodies never seen before. That's hugely ambitious. It's also a huge financial undertaking. It's an investment over 5 years, about €39 billion between new builds and also acquisitions.
On the affordable houses, these are the houses that are no more than, what, €300,000? That's the...
From 250,000 upwards.
Okay. So ensuring that they are kept at that price, this is the core of the policy. The state will retain the ownership of the land. Is
absolutely
that it?
Absolutely.
Okay. So would buyers own the house or be leasing them, or what's the position?
Absolutely. So as part of the plan, we want to deliver 25,000 affordable homes for working people to buy at prices from 250,000 to 300,000. How we do that is the state covers the cost of the land, the site servicing, utility connections, and we waive development levies. And therefore, because the state has invested in that critical infrastructure, the state retains ownership. When you buy the house, the house is legally yours. You have all the same rights and entitlements as any other homeowner to extend the property, etc. You also have the absolute right to pass that property on to your children and grandchildren in perpetuity.
Would there be restrictions on how much you could sell it for?
Two restrictions. The first is the property can never be used in the private rental sector. And the second is when you come to sell the home, you sell the home to another affordable purchaser at the future affordable purchase price. Given that you were able to buy it at a fair affordable price, you should be able to sell that on.
Could you sell it for more than you bought it for?
So the formula we have in the policy document is you would sell it at the future affordable purchase price, which is the price you paid index linked for wage inflation and home improvement. So if you extended the home, for example, or invested money in the home, you're obviously going to be able to recoup that. What you won't do is sell it speculatively on the private market. And this is about ensuring that year on year we build up a stock of privately owned, privately traded, but permanently affordable homes, because land is finite. Mm-hmm. We can't produce.
Well, have you identified state land for these houses?
Absolutely. And when we published the detailed affordable homes plan, we made it clear that some of this will be on state land, some of it will be through the Part 5 acquisitions, and some of it will be from turnkey developments. But the issue of state land is central to our plan, because we strongly believe that the state needs a very, very strong active land management agency with strong compulsory purchase order powers to ensure that there is an adequate pipeline of public land for local authorities approved housing bodies to deliver those 125,000 public homes. But also to intervene in the private land market to dampen down speculation, ensure good quality private residential developers.
But where in Dublin, for example, land? Because the cost of land in Dublin, in certain parts of Dublin, would be much more expensive than others. Are there parts of Dublin which are excluded from the scheme?
Absolutely not. But also, not all of this land is private market land. We have huge amounts of public land that the Active Land Management Agency, under our plan, would bring into the local government and approved housing body sector to deliver. But also we have a very important innovation, something that's been discussed since the Kenny report in the 1970s, is to give local authorities and our new Active Land Management Agency the ability to buy land at existing use value. So if you're a developer or a landowner and you have land that's zoned with planning permission, but for speculative reasons you're doing nothing with it, we're going to compulsory purchase order that, but not at market value, at existing use value. That will send a very clear signal to you to either go and develop your land, or the state will acquire it at a significant discount from market and bring it into active use.
The Housing Minister, we're reporting this morning, has written to the Chief Executive of the Land Development Agency describing your proposal to replace that agency as dangerous. That's the word he has used. In a letter, he said the move would jeopardise jobs, bring uncertainty to the sector and ultimately delay the building of homes across the country. What do you say to that?
Absolutely not true. And it's classic Dara O'Brien commenting on something that he hasn't even read the detail of. We want to make sure that any of the residential development that the LDA is currently involved in is not disrupted. So we've made a very, very clear proposition that we would split the LDA in half and we would transfer all of its residential development functions into the local government sector and through a designated activities company. So no jobs would be lost and no disruption either to the small amount of new builder involved in or the contracts they have under Project Tussie. And then what would remain of the Land Development Agency would be transformed through amendments to the legislation to an active land management agency. That is what the LDA actually was originally intended to do before Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael got their hands on it. And unless we have an active land management agency with comprehensive compulsory purchase powers, including existing use compulsory purchase order powers, we're never going to have the active land management we need. So in fact, what's dangerous is for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and Dara O'Brien to remain in power, because the consequence of that is not just bad land management, rising rents, rising house prices, record levels of homelessness.
That's why our alternative plan
is making radical proposed changes. Yeah. And of course, Dara O'Brien is going to disagree with those.
On these 300,000 euro houses, have you got a commitment from the banks that they will lend to people who want to buy such houses?
So I met the Banking and Payments Federation earlier this year as we were developing these proposals. I then submitted at their request a written outline of the scheme. They consulted the members, and then myself and Piers Doherty went and met them a second time. And they set out very clearly what the requirements of their members would be to lend into this scheme, either directly to home purchasers or to provide finance to the local authority mortgage scheme. I'm absolutely convinced, having had those meetings, that our scheme will be able to secure not only bank mortgages for people buying these homes at €250,000 or more, but also we'd be able to see significant increased investment in local authority home loan
mortgages.
But
you don't have a commitment from them yet.
There is nothing in my conversations with the Banking Payments Federation that causes me any cause of concern. And contrast that to Dara O'Brien. When Dara O'Brien created this...
No, let's not talk about Dara O'Brien, because I want to talk to you about you, and we have very little time left. I want to talk to you about renters. How will you make renting more affordable?
So the first thing is dramatic increased investment in the delivery of affordable cost rental delivered by local authorities and approved housing bodies at rents at or below €1,000, almost half the current new
market
rent.
Will you put a cap on, there'll be a cap on rents?
And in, absolutely, and in the private rental sector, we'll ban rent increases for 3 years plus have a real refundable tax credit for renters. But the real solution to the challenge in the private rental sector is actually to deliver more social and affordable homes and more private homes for people to buy. By doing that, you're reducing pressure on the private rental sector. You're taking all of those people who don't want to be in the private rental sector out of it. And that then reduces demand, and that will moderate price. There will obviously need to be a new investment in the private rental sector each year. That will remain at its current levels under our plan. But the real solution to the crisis in the private rental sector is more social homes, more affordable homes, more private homes for people to buy, and then allow the private rental sector to stabilise and work away. We have a set of other reforms on the private rental sector in terms of standards, in terms of security of tenure, but ultimately it's about ensuring that people have access to the affordable homes they need, whether social, affordable rental, affordable purchase, or private purchase.
How long before no one is living in hotels or B&Bs?
So, we have a very comprehensive section on homelessness. We believe that we can end long-term homelessness by 2030. We've set out very ambitious targets for homeless exits year on year. That's detailed in the plan. And we also have a commitment to agree with the homeless services sector and the NGO sector a five-year action plan to give effect to that. We can end homelessness among the over 55s in a single year, dramatically reduce the number of families with children in emergency accommodation in year one. And then what you're looking to do is by year five, nobody should be in emergency accommodation any longer in emergency. And that's a matter of months.
But if you're planning, and this is a final question, if you're planning on changing land use, planning, regulation, all of that, you're not going to be able to do that in one term of government, are you?
Well,
and build 60,000 homes a year.
There's a lot of things you can do in year one, in year two, in year three, and we've set that out very clearly. Are we going to fix all of the problems across the entire housing system in 5 years? No, but we could be in a dramatically transformed situation at the end of 5 years, dramatically reducing and ultimately ending long-term homelessness and the need to sleep rough, dramatically increasing the supply of social and affordable homes, dramatically increasing the supply of private homes for people to buy, particularly first-time buyers. And for me, this isn't a question of policy. This isn't a question of money. This is a question of political will. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been in government in one form or another for over a decade, and they have failed. This plan is ambitious. This plan is realistic. This plan is credible. It's fully costed. And it's up to people to make their minds up. Do they want Sinn Féin's new, ambitious, affordable homes plan or more of the same failed plan from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael?
Thank you very much. Eoin Ó Briain, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson.